Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, Army Wife Network community and family. I hope everyone out there is having a fabulous day so far. Mine is off to a pretty good start, knock on wood, right? So it's great to be here with you today. I am Army Wife Network's empowerment agent, Amanda Bickneys. And today I am sharing some tips on how to kind of say goodbye to the stress of the summer slide. So if you are a parent of school age children, this one is going to be for you. So I'm going to put on both my teacher hat and my parent hat. For those of you who don't know me personally, I have been in education for the past 10 years and a classroom teacher for 7 of those. I have currently and very recently become a stay-at-home mom, though, to my 2 kiddos. I have an almost 4-year-old and then a 5-month-old. So I've definitely got little ones, but I usually teach upper elementary. And the past school I worked at was actually something that really aligned with like my educational philosophy and beliefs. And it was something called project-based learning. And so for those of you who aren't familiar with what that is, it's basically students kind of take ownership of their learning through like exploring what they want to know and research further and, you know, what they want to learn. So it's really cool. And it gives more of a why, like, why are we learning this? So it's really authentic learning compared to just the traditional way. And so, and I'll touch on both of those things and kind of how they impact the summer for your kids too. So, and for those of you who aren't aware of this term that I'm throwing around here, the summer slide, essentially as a teacher, and parents know it too, at, you know, the end of a school year, kids are pumped for the summer, you know, they get into summer mode, and then when early fall rolls around and the school year begins, there's a significant learning loss. Sometimes, you know, students don't really experience that big of one. And then other times it's like, wait, what did I learn last year? So, you know, just forgetting what they've learned previously kind of goes out the window. And so teachers usually spend like the first almost 6 weeks of a school year kind of reteaching a lot of the concepts that they had learned in the previous year as a review, but also because, you know, there's going to be that huge learning loss from the summer slide. So I hope that these tips are very stress-free, laid back for you, right? I'm not giving out any homework assignments to you right now or to your kids. So just know that this is just to help you kind of take on a different mindset for avoiding the summer slide. So tip number one is to utilize your kids' interests to help guide their learning. So you know your kid best, right? What do they like? Are they into sports? Do they play a certain instrument? Do they like music? Maybe they're really into art, watching movies or reading like me. Do they love Harry Potter, Marvel? Maybe they play certain games that they're really into, Minecraft, Roblox, whatever it might be. I can guarantee you that there are resources that are themed with that out there to help your child. So I can even remember, like, I have found Harry Potter themed multiplication worksheets before, right? And even just having like Hedwig the owl on there is kind of exciting for kids, right? But also, you know, you can find like educational games too that really excites them. One of the projects that I've done with third graders before is they actually got to build their own city. And so they had to research like what kind of things does a city need? And in addition to that, they practiced math skills, area and perimeter, by using educational Minecraft. And so the buy-in was huge, right? Because the kids didn't even really, you know, they weren't recognizing like, oh, hey, I have to do math and like learn about history and all of that every day in order to play Minecraft, right? It was just the excitement was there for them. And so think of things like that for your students, your kids that you have at home. There's always going to be something out there that is more engaging for them than just finding, you know, a math workbook to toss at them. So, and then I want you to take a moment and think about you as an adult and as a parent. And you really, we don't do things that we don't like. I mean, of course, we have our responsibilities and there are things that we do in life that we don't like, but we still do them anyway. But for the most part, like we stick to our hobbies and what we do enjoy. For example, I enjoy reading and crosswords and writing, and that's my jam, right? Whereas my husband, he loves games, like games on his phone. And I'm always like, oh, I don't play games on my phone. However, when they came out with Wordle, I was all about that, right? Because that was my interest. So even though if someone asked me like, Amanda, do you play word games or phone games? I'm like, no, I don't have any games on my phone. But like I was doing Wordle every single day because that was my jam, right? That's my interest. So think about that. And maybe your kids, maybe they want to explore photography or create their own garden, start growing flowers, vegetables, you know, that's still learning and it's real life skills too. Maybe they even want to take a whack at starting their own business, right? So kind of letting them explore those options. And then if you do have the finances and you can afford it, sign them up for any of those camps that they might enjoy, space camps, STEM camps, writing camps, whatever it might be that they would really like to do and that they'd be interested in. You could even take them to museums or zoos, you know, things that are still fun, but they've got those educational components along with them. So your kids are going to want to do things that interest them just the same as you want to do things that interest you. And it's okay. It really is, right? So let them explore that further. And when learning really is fun for kids, like they'll want to do it every day, right? Maybe multiple times a day. They want to know more. Even my daughter, she's kind of ideally outgrowing it, but she's still in that why phase and like wanting to absorb as much as she can. So think about what do they want most out of summer? And it's fun. Kids want a fun summer. So even if they're learning, make it fun. All right, tip number two is accept that learning might look different from when you were a kid. And this is so hard. It was tough for me. It's tough for a lot of people. When we went to school, like, learning just looked so much different, right? School looked different, all of it. So we had textbooks that we had to read and outline and math facts and formulas to memorize. And we were cramming for tests, you know, the night before, trying to retain as much as we can. And I don't know about you all, but like rote memorization like that, just, it's not a one size fits all. It really, but honestly, that sums up like my entire education into two words was rote memorization. And maybe you didn't have that experience. I kind of hope that not everyone did, but that personally was mine. And I couldn't easily memorize like the math formulas and retain it. So I just automatically assumed that I was bad at math. Right. And you've probably said that before. And if you haven't, I can guarantee you know someone who was like, oh, I'm bad at math. It's like, you know, you're not bad at math. You were just bad at memorizing all these facts and formulas. Or maybe you or someone you know has said like, oh, I'm not a good test taker. Or, you know, maybe you've studied your buns off for a test. And then a couple days, weeks, months pass by and you're like, oh, wait, what was that again? Like, I don't really remember, right? That's because you were memorizing it all in that moment just to pass a test. And then you've completely forgotten it because you didn't actually learn it authentically. You just learned it through memorization. So we've all had in some form or another, like that drill it and kill it strategy. And sometimes it does work. Like certain things do need to be memorized or they are effective through memorization. So for me, I'm so glad that I did have to learn like my basic math facts of multiplication, right? If I'm in a store, like I'm not busting out my calculator for 6 times 7 to know that it's 42. So, and maybe some of you are that way and you're like, oh, I really wish I had learned my math facts. You know, we all come from different paths and journeys. But for me, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that I know this. However, did I really need to learn like and memorize the 49 prepositions, which technically there's a lot more than that. But nevertheless, I can still remember practicing and reciting 49 prepositions. And for what? Like, how is that even a skill that's relevant whatsoever to real life? And I love English, like English language is my jam, right? But yeah, that was not necessary. So back to the tip is that accepting that learning looks different and it's okay. So you don't need to go out and buy your kid like all of these textbooks, workbooks, and have them just memorize things. And some of that is really good brain stimulation. It's good review. So, you know, you can incorporate some of those things. Like learning doesn't always have to be exciting. Sometimes, you know, you do have to just sit down and practice the skill. And that's totally okay. I am not saying like throw out all the boring stuff or the packets that maybe your child's teacher had given them and whatnot. I'm not saying that. So what you can do instead falls into tip number 3. Show them how you personally learn in the real world. So I know a lot of you are thinking like, I am not a teacher. I can't show them how I learn. I don't even know how I learn, right? But just think of very simple things. If you want to apply for a job and on the job description, it says that you need a certain skill or to learn a program, right? Even if it's like Google Suite, a lot of companies don't use Microsoft anymore. They're switching over to Google. And so maybe you're like, oh, I'm not really familiar with like Google Sheets or Google Docs, whatever it might be. So what do? If you really want that job, you do your own research. You start to learn how to use it. You practice with it, right? And no one's forcing you to learn this. You're just doing it because you want these new skills in order to get this job. Another example is changing a tire. Okay. Now, maybe your parents taught you or somebody you know taught you and you're like, oh, that's such an easy skill. For me, I'm like, I don't know. And this is going to sound crazy, but if I don't know something, like, what do? Honestly, I'll YouTube it, right? There's millions of videos out there that are helpful. It's just astonishing, really. In fact, I'll be honest, like I had total mom brain. I just had my second kid 5 months ago, right? And my mother-in-law can vouch for this. I had forgotten how to loosen the straps of the car seat. And I was like, oh, I thought it was right here and I couldn't find it. I was getting really agitated with myself because I'm like, I just had a kid. It's not like I'm a first-time mom. But I quickly YouTube it within 2 minutes. I'm like, oh yeah, I just got to reach a little bit further, hold this down, and then the straps loosen, right? Like I will totally own that. I forgot how to do it, but YouTube is there, nifty, nifty, right? So like, those are life skills though, right? That's how we're learning. If we don't know something, we look it up. And you'd be so shocked at how kids right now, like they know how to create a TikTok video, but they don't know how to Google something for research. Like they don't know keywords to type in. They just kind of like, wait, does Google just tell me? Or maybe they just automatically default to Wikipedia. It's one of those things that you don't realize because it feels like common sense to you and just something natural, but you really did. You've learned how to utilize that. And in this century, those are life skills now. So at the end of the day, like teach them how you learn. Maybe you even make it fun and you create a budget together, or you're out shopping and you're like, hey, how many items can we buy for $40? And maybe they decide like, you know what? I don't want as many items as I can get, right? Like, I don't want to go to the dollar store and get cheap stuff. I want, you know, this video game. And so that has value. But teaching them kind of how we think and learn as adults in the real world is going to truly help your kids. And that brings me to our last tip, which is super important. Tip number four, read, read, read. And this means you two parents, you're included, okay? So reading is so important, right? I mean, just it's everywhere. Words are all around us all the time. And the more you read, the more you learn. You become just so much more knowledgeable about things. You become a better reader, better writer. Like, all of those skills are just so important. You learn about new content, whether it's social studies, history, math, science. I mean, there's just so much to learn in the world that I wish I had all the time to read because I love it. But I know that some people, especially kids, loathe it. They don't like it. Okay. So make it fun. And I know it's so hard. Like, we're tired. And so, you know, maybe you're like, oh, did you, you know, read a sign today? Okay, you're good. Right? But have your kids listen to reading. So if you have the opportunity to read to your kids, even those older ones, and I get it, teenagers probably ain't gonna happen, but even upper elementary, middle school, they enjoy being read to, just like adults do. I mean, some people really love audiobooks. Like, my husband is so big on audiobooks, or even just, you know, having a read aloud on YouTube. There's always something that will just engage them by being able to listen to reading. And if you do have younger kids who are still all about it, I mean, make it fun for them. They want to hear the different voices. And, you know, it's building that quality time as a family, and it's getting them to love reading. But I totally get it sometimes. Like, we're just, especially as us moms, right? We're too tired. We're like, the last thing I want to do. But I've viewed it in a different way, right? I'm like, oh, I get to sit. And we're just all focused on the book. Like, so my daughter's quiet, right? So think of all the benefits that are to you as well with reading to your kids. And honestly, they're not too old. You're never too old. And if they fight you on it, okay, I get it. But if they are willing to hear you read, or maybe your older kids can read to your younger kids, right? Like, just make it all about family time and enjoyable. You don't have to pressure them with like filling out a reading log. And I know some schools use that as incentives. And if your kids are all about that and they're, you know, working towards some type of reward when they get back in the school year, that's great. But not every kid is all about that. And that's okay. So just find what works for you and your family. But reading truly has so many benefits. So even if you're somebody, you're a parent who you haven't opened a book since you were in high school, right? You're like, I can't remember the last time I read. Like, it's okay. Just try. That's all I ask, is that you just try. Okay? All right. So there you have it, parents. Hopefully you have a stress-free summer, however that looks for you and your family. If you do have school-age children, like, let them explore, let them have fun, right? At the end of the day, they all might forget stuff when the school year comes around, but just getting them wanting that desire, that spirit of learning something new, something they're interested in, getting to read a book about what they like. You know, all of those things are so true as to what we do as adults. And maybe you have tips of things that have worked for you, for your kids over the summer. I would love to hear about them if you want to drop them in the comments below. So thank you so much for listening to me today. We do encourage you to reach out to us here at Army Wife Network. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms at Army Wife Network. Okay. on the shirt too. And remember to stay tuned for future Middle Spouse Empowerment moments, just like this one. And you can catch the audio versions on our full-length Army Wife Talk Radio podcast. So be sure to tune in on any podcast app of your choice. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.